I'm Kelsey Zeiser. I'm a senior editor at Light Reading, and you're listening to the Light Reading Podcast, and we're here live in sunny San Diego at the OFC event. We're kicking off the conference with the Optica Executive Forum, and I am joined by
Ian Redpath, and I'm the Research Director for Transport Network and Components at Omdia.
Good to see you, Ian. Thanks for joining me.
Oh, thank you for having me.
It's so nice out. I'm glad that we got a break to go outside and actually see the sun during this conference, because it's not often that you get to get outside the hotel at really any conference.
And you've got the lovely San Diego Bay as a backdrop with some interesting boats in the background.
Yeah, for sure. So we had a really interesting morning that kicked off with Matt Murphy, the CEO of Marvell. Lisa Huff with Omdia did a really interesting presentation. Always good to see Steve Alexander with Ciena. And, you know, the topics ran the gamut from AI, of course, came up because it seems to permeate every industry right now. And then a lot about data center interconnect. Steve Alexander talked a bit about the issue with getting close to the Shannon limit. So from this morning's discussion, what were some of the topics that stood out to you the most?
Yeah, well, AI, absolutely, front and center. And we're just on the heels of the NVIDIA Developer Conference, the GTC, where they announced their Blackwell, so a new, even more powerful platform. And so we're, you know, the optical community is part of that ecosystem. As AI grows and the GPUs grow, it needs connectivity. And it needs sort of two main types of connectivity. It needs a connectivity inside the data center, and then it needs a connectivity data center to data center.
Can you talk a little bit about, they mentioned some challenges around coherent within the data center. Can you expand a little bit about what some of those are, and just other challenges there might be around data center interconnect?
Coherent inside the data center, yeah, that's a topic. Well, you've kind of got sort of two solutions competing, if you will. You've got the PAM4 IMDD solutions, and then you've got coherent. And each, you know, no one's ever standing still. I mean, on the PAM4 side, they're continuing to improve. And meanwhile, on the coherent side, people have been taking, you know, functions out. You know, if you're not going 3,000, 4,000 kilometers, you don't need all the capability if you're doing it at short reach, but you still get some of the benefits of coherent inside the data center. So the debate is, you know, when is that coherent light technology going to make the intersection and work itself into the data center?
That makes sense. Any thoughts on energy efficiency that came up a little bit, some challenges around power consumption and, you know, making some of these technologies more energy efficient, but balancing that with, of course, ROI.
Yeah, no, I'll pick up on the power, but let me kind of take a little bit of a step back. You know, I think one of the things that's pretty clear is the relationship between the expansion of AI, the expansion of the GPU footprint, and then the short-reach optical interconnects. It's a pretty direct relationship there. I think one of the things that's a bit more of a puzzle for the industry is how is this going to migrate into the WAN, and how is it going to impact the WAN traffic growth? And here you get into a kind of a much more complicated calculus, much more complicated multivariate problem. And power is going to play a huge role. So if you think about the power that the individual GPUs need to consume and then scale that up to, you know, a data center level, it's a tremendous amount of power. And so you need to, you know, keep these close together with a low latency, but at the same time, you could just run into physical power supply challenges of getting the power, you know, into these buildings. And so it's going to create quite an interesting dynamic. So there's sort of a push, you know, to distribute, and the availability of power might play a strong role in that.
Yeah, certainly. And then, you know, we're dealing with inflation and supply chain issues. There's a lot of challenges for the industry right now, for sure. I think it was ahead of last year's OFC that Ciena announced their WaveLogic 6 and getting to 1.6 terabits. Anything that you're kind of looking forward to this week in terms of that discussion of, you know, moving towards the 3-nanometer chips? Do you think we're going to hear a little bit more about that?
I think last year was really exceptional in that, you know, you kind of had lighter attendance in the whole OFC program due to COVID and then kind of restarting. And the vendor community really loaded up with the announcements last year, particularly around all the parent DSPs. And these take, you know, they're a little bit longer cycles, so kind of 2-3 year cycles. So since we had so much last year, you know, I'm not expecting a wave like we saw last year yet again. It'll be much more about progress. So all the folks that have the 5-nanometer solutions, they'll be talking about, you know, where exactly they are in terms of their customers. There's been a lot of trials talked about, and some of the folks are moving into general availability and shipping. So we expect to hear more about commercial volume shipments in that realm. And then the 3-nanometer, we expect to see Ciena coming and giving us more proof points on progress. And the other thing that came up today that I thought was quite interesting is people are talking about 240 and 260 gigabaud solutions. So that's yet again a little bit further out. So people are kind of giving some hints that there could be some solutions beyond 3-nanometer out there.
Yeah, and we also heard a lot about 800 gig and even 1600. I'm just like, wow, we're thinking that far out already.
Yeah, no, 800 gig. Will be absolutely a hot topic and a big buzz for the show here. So both the 800 gig ZR, and then there was a lot of talk today about the 800 gig ZR Plus, so the higher performance, more telco oriented solution. And so we expect that to, that's it, you know, not quite generally available yet, but coming quite quickly in 2024. So we, yeah, 800 gig ZR and ZR Plus will get a lot of play at the conference here. And then you mentioned 1600. So 1600 gig ZR as opposed to 1.6T ZR. Microsoft introduced that as, you know, they asked the OIF to take that on as a project in 3Q of last year at an OIF quarterly meeting. And so at a recent OIF quarterly meeting, the 1Q for this year, they upped it and extended it from 1600 gig ZR to include ZR Plus. So we're going to have both of those solutions coming down the pipe as well.
Yeah, definitely a lot to discuss this week, and some really interesting technologies emerging. So looking forward to, you know, hearing from other executives this week, and I think it's going to be a great event. Anything else that you're looking forward to?
Yeah, no, there's definitely a buzz. And, you know, AI has created the buzz. And, you know, again, if that's the brains of the system, the optical is the arterial connectivity, and it's a key element of that whole ecosystem. So the industry really has a focus and is quite quite excited about it. So there's a buzzier buzz here this year than the last couple of years, for sure.
Yeah, excellent. Plenty to talk about. And yeah, AI, supporting those AI workloads is going to be a challenge over the next few years. Thanks so much for joining me. I hope you enjoy sunny San Diego and the rest of the event.
Oh, thank you for having me.